Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through May 7th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the podcast calendar. Let's get going with this week's podcast with events relating to safety, justice, and engagement. First is a note to go vote as part of the May 6th election. Many local cities have elections and ballot items that are up for a vote. Early voting ends Tuesday, May 2nd. After that, you have to vote on Saturday, May 6th. It's the first Tuesday of the month, so the Austin Lawyer Referral Service has its free legal line from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. A town hall will be held Wednesday by City Council Member Zoe Kadri to address issues relating to Rainy Street and downtown. Central Health hosts a stakeholder meeting for the Southeast Health and Wellness Center on Thursday. Also on Thursday, Mount Zion Baptist Church hosts a forum entitled Closing the Gap, Minority Children in the Foster System. The event is presented by the Advisory Committee on Promoting Adoption of Minority Children. With regard to items relating to diversity, equity, and inclusion, the Young Nonprofit Professionals Network hosts a screening of High on the Hog, How African American Cuisine Transformed America. There will be a Women in Tech Summit on Wednesday, hosted by Austin Women in Technology. And then we have Central Texas Seniors Conference in Pflugerville on Thursday, hosted by Age of Central Texas. The senior event is free, but not the tech event. On Friday, Conley Guerrero hosts a kickoff event for Older Adults Month. And of course, Friday being literally the 5th of May, well, we know that there will be Cinco de Mayo festivities all over town this weekend, with the traditional Eastside celebration at Fiesta Gardens taking place all day Saturday. One more cultural note that we'll share is that Friday, May 5th, also marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan for the Muslim community, which is referred to as the Eid al-Fitr. The Council on American Islamic Relations hosts the second Eid celebration at the Texas Capitol from noon to 3 p.m. on Friday. Next, let's explore what's happening with regard to health and the environment. We'll focus specifically this week on a few mental health-related events since May is Mental Health Awareness Month. We'll go in order that they take place this week. On Thursday, NAMI Central Texas hosts a community talk on managing stress and anxiety in difficult times. On Friday, the YMCA makes available an opportunity to get trained in the mental health first aid model. On Saturday, the group The Man in Me hosts a men's mental health workshop at the Black Men's Health Center. Also, Saturday is a commemoration of Children's Mental Health Acceptance Day that takes place at the Texas Capitol from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. There are a variety of speakers and an awards presentation. And then the festival kicks off with a school band performance and ballet folklorico. There will be more than 20 exhibitors. In terms of economic opportunity, which is covered under Achieving Our Full Potential, I'll first mention that CAP Mabry hosts a job fair for veterans on Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high-need and high-demand industries. Training orientations for healthcare take place on Mondays. Training orientations for information technology take place on Wednesdays. And training orientations for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades take place on Fridays. On Wednesday of this week, Workforce Solutions also puts on an information session on the opportunity to become a certified production technician And on Thursday again, Workforce Solutions makes available a job training course for jobless individuals. Trainings will be provided, $200 weekly stipends, career advising, and placement. Finally, in terms of economic opportunity, this week is Small Business Week, hosted by the City of Austin. There are events all week on starting a business, writing a business plan, and securing funding for small businesses, as well as strategies for marketing, health, insurance, human resources, and hiring. We support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We can't list all activities, but this week we'll note the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Berger Center, as well as the Mobile Fresh for Less markets that take place throughout the week. In terms of artisan markets, this week we highlight two unique markets, or at least two uniquely named markets. The first is the Feel Good Makers Market that is setting up at the Buzz Mill in South Austin. The other market is an Eastside pop-up market in the vicinity of the Grackle and Zilker Brewing. That market is called Local Love, Handcrafted and Vintage Market. Go show your love for our local businesses and artisans at these functions. I'll end with our fun and free feature for this week. We have two tried and true Austin traditions this coming weekend. The first is the 48th Annual Pecan Street Festival, taking place Friday and Saturday, featuring more than 300 artisans selling their wares and three stages with live music, all for free. The second event is one that typically happens alongside Pecan Street Festival, and that is the Republic of Texas Biker Rally that starts Friday evening and ends Sunday. The ROT Rally, as it is commonly referred to, is in its 28th year. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.